And we are back at EAA Square on a beautiful afternoon, Tuesday, day number two of Air Venture Oshkosh 2014. I'm Jay Machi, and you're listening to EAA Radio on 96.5 FM, 1210 on the AM dial, or at eaaradio.net. And, of course, your Apple iPhone apps and your Android apps for EAA Radio. We are down at the one-week wonder today, and this is a very cool project that Zenith and EAA have going, putting an airplane together by volunteers, all volunteer staff, along with some of the staff from Zenith and some expert builders of the aircraft type. So what this is doing is it's bringing out a lot of young people to Air Venture and letting them actually do something. Welcome. Hi there. How are you guys?
We're very well, thank you.
Patricia, Patricia, let's start with you. Introduce your friends here.
Okay, so my name is Patricia Maolinyakoji, and to my right I've got Stephen, and then to my left I've got Gwendolyn.
Okay, now tell me something. Where are you each from?
I'm from Ghana in West Africa.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
I'm from Ireland.
From where?
Ireland.
Oh, Ireland.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, we have quite a representation. And you're all young people. You're, what, about 18, 19?
I'm 16.
16.
Oh. I'm actually 28.
28.
Yeah, and I'm 16.
16 and 28. All right. So what got you interested in coming over and participating in the One Week Wonder Project?
Actually, I was right in the African bush when I heard of One Week Wonder. And then I heard that they had concern there was no woman to lead the youth team. And I said, well, I already built the Zenith aircraft, so I'll be more than happy to come and volunteer my time and to help other youngsters get involved. And this is how I managed to get involved.
Now, how did you, Patricia, come to actually build a Zenith before this One Week Wonder project?
Oh, my story is actually very long, but to cut it all very short, I started being scared of airplanes, and today I actually gathered the courage to become like the very first woman pilot in Ghana when it comes to civilian, of course. And then I had an interest in building aircraft, so I decided I wanted to build an aircraft for myself, and so we went on to choose the Zenith aircraft. And so far we've built two of the Zenith CH-701s, and then we are now building an 801, and so brilliant.
It is. And okay, you two, Gwendolyn and Stephen, what brings you over to the One Week Wonder tent to volunteer?
Unfortunately, my story isn't as good as...
It's okay. You have a story, I'm sure.
Well, I was coming over here with my uncle, who actually lives in America, and he was quite interested in aviation and got me interested, so we decided to come over and volunteer to build the airplane.
And your uncle's working on it as well?
Yeah, he's actually inside right now working on it.
Riveting away.
Yeah, he is.
And how about you, Gwendolyn?
Well, I came here with my entire family, and my dad and I both own a Zenith, and he figured that if I fly one, why not learn how to build one as well? So that's why I came over and started with the One Week Wonder Project.
That's a cool story. And so far, what do you think?
I think it's great. Being able to see what actually goes on, like, inside the aircraft that you're flying is a great experience.
Don't you think that'll make you a better pilot?
I really do, because now I actually know exactly how the plane works and what goes into building such an aircraft.
So now when you hear something funny,
hey, exactly,
you're like, oh, that's no big deal.
No, I'll be like, oh, no, I know
I put
is.
Those rivets in. I know exactly how strong
exactly.
This is. That's great. Have there been any challenges for you guys? Say there's other kids listening to this show. They're thinking, well, maybe I want to do that. What should they do?
Me, in my experience, I will say, like everything else in this world, there are challenges, but it's how you handle it. We have a saying in our workshop by saying that if you are an engineer, it's not about just making things. It's how you are able to deal with the problem when it arises. So if something needs fixed, it's how you fix it that matters. So like everything, there are challenges, but you just have to follow the recipe or like the instructions, the build manual, and then everything should be okay. It's just like cooking. When you go to the kitchen, when something is not going right, add something here and then it's okay. So for aircraft build, I think it's not challenging at all. It's just like anything, if you want to do it and you stay focused and you are determined, you can make it happen. I don't know about you, Gwendolyn. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree with you. I feel like if you just follow along with the manual and you know, take all the steps into consideration, there really shouldn't be any challenges if, you know, you're focused on what you're doing.
Just like making a meatloaf from the cookbook.
Exactly,
right?
Just like making a meatloaf.
How about you, Stephen?
To be honest, I can't really add much more to that. The girls have kind of toughed it off there.
Well, and it must be fun for you to be able to be in here and actually work with some females, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty good, especially, you know, back where I'm from in Ireland, you know, aviation isn't that big. There's not many places you can fly into, or the country isn't that big. So coming over here and seeing Oshkosh and, you know, the 1 week wonder, it's crazy. Everything's so huge and everybody's so involved, and it's just completely different to back home.
Now that you've had this opportunity to work on building this airplane, when you go back home, do you think that you'll find another way to continue working on airplanes?
Hopefully I will, yeah. That's my plan. If not, then I'll try to get myself over here and do it anyway. But it is very difficult to get into in Ireland, but I'll try my best.
There you go. And Patricia, it sounds to me like you're planning on you're actually working on another project back home.
Yeah, we are already working on another project at the moment, building the CH-801. And for me, I want to be able to take this knowledge back, because right here we have lots of great people with great mindsets. They have a different way of working on the aircraft, how to fix things when they go wrong. So I want to be able to take this back to Ghana and to teach other people, to involve them in, tell them, hey, youngsters can do this. Because in Ghana, we don't have many landing strips. And because of that, a lot of people get scared of flying, because they think, well, if you fly and there is nowhere to land, if anything goes wrong, you are going right down and perhaps you die. So I want to tell them that, okay, if you build a plane and you understand the mechanism, if there is no other place to land, if there is a problem, you know what's in there, you know how to handle it, and you are safe.
Yeah, and this airplane specifically is a stall airplane, so you can land this airplane very, very short. You can take off and land at a short distance.
You can really land these airplanes anywhere. So far, the shortest we have landed this is 18 meters.
Oh, yeah, that's quite short.
Very, very short. So they are the great aircraft for where we live. And I think any other youngster there who is listening to us, you need to gather the courage and to say, hey, if I want to fly, you want to be able to know what goes in your aircraft, how it's built. And this is a great place to do it. Come around and help pull a rivet.
So how about you, Gwendolyn? What's next for you after the 1 week wonder?
Well, after the 1 week wonder, I'll go back home to Pennsylvania, and I'm going to continue my flight training, and hopefully by my 17th birthday, have my pilot's license.
That's awesome. And working on your aircraft mechanics license,
Yes, I'd love to get my aircraft mechanics license. I know Rotax is here, and I'd love to do something with them.
Do you think this project here has helped you to decide that?
I think it really has. Like, getting my hands actually on the plane itself and getting kind of, like, dirty with it is a great way to, you know, really open my mind to different aspects of aviation.
Well, it's really encouraging to look around here at the 1 week wonder tent and see all the youth, all the young people, bright eyes, watching an airplane go together, going, wow, okay, that's not so much of a mystery anymore, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So we would encourage anybody who's listening, who's here at AirVenture, deciding that they're wanting to maybe participate, please come on down to the 1 week wonder tent. Show up. They'll. What's the process, Patricia, to get assigned? You're in the horizontal tail team,
yep.
And then we just talked to Philip. He's on the rear fuselage. How many different teams are there? Do you know?
I think we have about 8 different teams there.
8 teams, and they're taking the experienced builders like yourself and Philip, and you each run a little group, right?
Yeah.
And so
yes.
A volunteer comes in, signs up like Gwendolyn or Stephen, and you get assigned to one of the groups. And then you take them through and show them what to do, right?
Yeah, actually, for people who just want to pull rivets or just to get a hand on a drill, you just have to come and form a queue. And one by one, everybody gets to do something. It's not difficult. Just come over, smile along, because people building aircraft have to smile, because that spirit is there. And we believe that if you don't smile, then perhaps the plane is not happy. So you need to smile as you pull a rivet. That way, when we taxi that airplane, it's going to be very happy with the person sitting in there. And then the glory goes to everyone.
That's great. Well, I sure appreciate you guys joining me on the radio today here at AirVenture. It's a really cool thing you guys are doing. Really cool.
Thanks for having us.
Go back home and tell all your friends.
I will, trust me.
Oh, I will tell them definitely, because Ghana don't believe in women, and I think it's high time we women stand in there and show the world this can be done, and we don't have to be put down anymore, and nobody have to tell us our place is the kitchen or looking after their home. So I'm definitely going to take that back there.
Now, Gwendolyn, what do you have to say to that?
Well, I know back home, back in Pennsylvania, I'm one of very few women who fly in my airport. But I know that I'm trying to get a lot of the younger girls. I want to start a program back home for younger girls to come into the airport, kind of get a feel for aviation, because women really do need to take a step into aviation and kind of, you know, make a presence there.
I agree. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And you guys have a fun week here building this plane. It's going to be cool to see it done, huh?
We will. And thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. We are at EA Square, and you can be too. Just head on over to the One Week Wonder Pavilion. The Pathways Pavilion is here. The Welcome Center is here. You have insurance solutions. You have merchandise all right here at EA Square. Head on out. It's a beautiful afternoon. J-Mont G, we're on the fly. We're going to be up at Warbirds tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Show up, have a good time with some old Warbirds, and thanks for joining us today. You are listening to EAA Radio.